Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
How do we follow our Lord each day and what He is directing us to do and become? Are there any practical steps we can take to prepare ourselves to follow Him? I'm Ron, your host, and today we'll be talking about a very important principle which will enable us to be prepared vessels for the Lord to speak, lead, and fill us each and every day.
I believe it is that emptying out of who we are. We empty it out. We just get rid of it. The same concept of a glass that has water in it. If you try to put more water in it, it's just going to overflow. But if you empty the glass, then you can refill it again. And I think that should be a daily task, that the Lord speaks to us, we respond, and no matter what He gives us, we empty it out come the morning or evening, whichever way you want to start the day, and then let Him fill it again. Let Him be the one to fill it. That way we eliminate our concepts, eliminate all of our conditionings, everything that we know, we let it go and allow Him to show us what He wants to show us for today. We need to make sure that our sensitivity and our desire to hear Him speak to us is attuned, and that comes from practice. You can't just all of a sudden sit there and go, "Talk to me, Lord." Yeah, it ain't going to happen that easy, you know. I bet He speaks to us a lot more than we're very much aware of.
God is so reaching out. Here's who I really am, not who Satan has tried to color me as, or even people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, He is who He really is. I think we're all reaching into that on this new day, is trying to find out or see the Lord in a whole new way. But I'm disconnecting even from my image of God. What I believed He was in the past, I'm disconnecting from that because I'm wanting a new revelation of Him. So in other words, I'm doing what Alan was saying. I think it was Alan. I'm emptying out the glass. Mm-hmm. You know, the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever is in there, I'm emptying it out because I want something new. And I can't get anything new if I'm hanging on to my prior revelation or...
Right.
So it's not just the bad stuff. It's the good stuff too. You know, even the good revelations the Lord's given us, if we don't empty them out, how can He pour something new in? We read the Word. We've had these wonderful revelations. The Lord's popped out of the Scriptures and revealed Himself to us, which is wonderful. The problem with it is, the next time you read the Word, you have those glasses.
Yep.
That's been created by that wonderful meeting with the Lord. You know, we do that every day. The Lord shows us something, and every day we're being filled up with Him. There's things being imparted to us, which is all wonderful stuff. But then when He draws us up into a new level of life, we're like a fish without water. We have no clue how to operate. I mean, we don't even know. It's a new world, and you can't fathom it because you're filled with the old world.
Yep.
It's a principle that I know we're trying to reach into and learn, is how to forget the things that are past, reach into the new. Don't think about the past. Reach into the new. Reach into today. And dump the old.
Right. It's interesting because in Exodus 6, God was telling Moses, He said, "I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as God Almighty, but I appear to you today as Lord Okay, and then at Gilgal, Joshua met the captain of the Lord of Hosts. A different application. He has a different name. So my question really is, and I want to be so open to recognize, who is he going to appear to us today as?
Right.
You know, we've talked about the thousand faces of God. He has so many different names, but what is it going to be for us today? How is he going to reveal himself to us? I want to let go of every concept of what I have of who he is so that he can appear the way he wants to appear to me, because I don't want to miss it. Mm-hmm. If I have a concept thinking he is this, and somebody walks in to my room and it's him, I'm going to miss who he is. You know, many a time we've heard the story about most people, if Christ were to walk down the aisle of their church, would miss him because they wouldn't recognize him.
Mm-hmm.
I know, Alan. Now I want to go run to one of my books on the names of God, but I think this might help to start. I think he's the deliverer. We think a deliverer as somebody who's going to bring something we want. He's going to bring what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I think we're getting to the place where we're learning to want what he wants.
Yeah, I agree.
And that is a sign of maturity. And then there's that time where he's coming to us like the Lord of Hosts. I am the captain of the Lord of Hosts. I guess I'm rejoicing in the fact that he's a deliverer. And if I don't have what I need, he's going to deliver it. And if I've got what I don't need, he's going to deliver me from that. That word deliver or deliverer seems to go two or three different ways.
You know, Dale, as you're talking, again, it's reminding me of a word that I was just reading. The principle is, if you want your will, you're in trouble. If you want his will, there's where the fruitfulness, effectiveness, relationship comes from. And it lines right up with what you're saying, Dale, because again, if you're looking for deliverance, search your heart and make sure it's his will,
mm-hmm.
what you're looking for. Because he has a will for each person's life. And I know that we can get into hard situations and we cry out to God for deliverance, and he's the one to put you in them.
True.
Because he's looking for something in his will for your life,
mm-hmm.
not what you want out of those circumstances or those dealings or whatever, however you want to call them. And this is a little maybe off the track, a little rabbit hole, but I would say also for prayer. People pray all the time for probably as many things as you can possibly imagine. The problem is, are fruitless because they're not praying in his will.
Mm-hmm.
It's what they want or they think what he wants, but they're not praying in his will.
Right.
And everything actually is surrounded by the will of God. Our job, if you want to call it a job, is to line up to his will and be happy with it.
Yep.
Be overjoyed with it. Because really, whether you're overjoyed or you're not overjoyed, it's still going to happen. Because he is the captain,
yeah.
and the Lord of Hosts,
right.
and the creator. So again, comes back to that scripture that Alan was talking about earlier. I think he was bringing it up. You know, you either fall on the rock
right.
and break, or the rock falls on you and you're ground to powder. Either way, his will is going to happen.
Yes.
And the sooner that this earth lines up to that idea, the sooner we're going to be happy. It's not a bad thing. It's a wonderful thing, but we have to get over ourselves and our will.
We can't put God in a box. He can do much more above and beyond what we can ask and think. So We need to take him out of our little boxes and let him run free and do what he intends to do.
What you're talking about is a principle called free will.
Yeah.
God's give humanity free will. And because he gave them free will, he doesn't cross that will.
Nope.
And he's looking for a free will offering of love back to him, a free will offering of worship and obedience back, a free will offering of obedience back. It's interesting because man's big scream is, if there's a God, why would he allow all these horrible things, wars right. and sickness and all this stuff? They try to escape the fact that they have a responsibility in what's happened because they created it with their own free will, mm-hmm. which God did not cross.
Right.
He's there. And when we come under his lordship, when we submit to his will, rather than exercising our will, then guess what? Things begin to work because all of a sudden the laws of God and everything that he set up come into action. But when we ignore those laws,
right.
we ignore him, we kick him out of our schools, we kick him out of our life, and then we accuse him of destroying our life. We accuse him of destroying our world. Guess what? You destroyed your world. You destroyed your life. You have a responsibility because he gave you a free will. What we're trying to do is give our will over to him. You know, like Christ did, I've come to do the will of my Father. Because he realized if I exercise my will, my way, it's futility and it doesn't end up well. But if I give myself over to my Father, he has great wisdom. He sees the whole picture way beyond what I understand.
Right.
Father, help me to walk in your will, not my will. Your will be done.
You want him to do this. You want him to do that. You're telling him, do this, do that. You know, save the people in Africa. Save the people in Rwanda. You know, wherever it is, save them, you know. Yeah, you're telling him what to do instead of listening to what he wants you to express. I think that's where Ron was talking about a lot of the prayers go amiss. We have to remember, you know, he doesn't answer prayers if they're asked amiss. If we know what his will is, then we can pray accordingly. Is it wrong for what's going on in Iran or Iraq or wherever it is today? Probably, yeah, I would think so. Who's running this planet right now? Who's refusing to be subjected to God? Well, some of that is us, is our own openness to the fact that we want to control God rather than allowing God to control us.
One of the things that Ron brought out that I think is really important to reiterate, many times as we're being perfected, we, like a pig caught under the fence, and we're squealing like you thought we were dying. God in his love, in his wisdom, will hold you in it till you are done and till it's complete. He might be delivering what you want, but there's going to be deliverance. He's the captain of the Lord of hosts.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.